Tom, I didn't think last Saturday made any sense. Tonight, way worse.
I can't. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's nuts. This is nuts. It's insane. I've never been part of anything so crazy. This has been the most bizarre, it's 7 days I've ever been a part of.
Better to be on the good side of both of these than the other side. But, man, you couldn't have started any better, and the wheels just fell off in a heartbeat.
But you know what, though? Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Schultz. I don't like getting two goals like that right away. Of course you're not going to turn them down. You know, you're gonna take them when you can get them. But it's just like, you know, because you know what? You know it's going to be one of those nights. I've been through them. Schultz, been through them.
And
you can script it.
My response was, all right, we know Minnesota State's going to respond. How is it going to respond? And we kind of saw how they did. And once you got on your heels just a little bit, though, they just kept attacking and attacking. And it's hard to not stay on your heels, isn't it?
I don't know. Like you're over talking, you're overthinking, you're over coaching. You're over coaching up there in section 217 or wherever you're at.
I'm trying to put my hands around what the hell I just saw.
Well, no doubt, and I can't. I don't think I can even give you an adequate answer.
All right, let's just talk about those last three goals. What did that first one? What was that spark like? And then what was the bench like for the second and then the third?
Well, again, I'm going brain dead right now. Judge got the fifth, right? And did Rohde get the game tire?
Yes. And then Judge the winner.
And Judge the winner, yeah. So, and I think Lundy made a hell of a play to Judge on the winner, correct? Lundy kicked it to Judge on the back door, who was uncontested, am I right?
Yeah, I thought Irie made that play off the end wall on the forecheck.
He might have. You know what? I don't know.
Irie on the back wall, pulled it out front to Lundy, and Lundy put it to the back post.
Yes, that's what I meant. But, I mean, Lundy, obviously, he had the first assist right there. But, no, crazy. And then hey, that last minute and a half.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure our fans on flow. I mean, I got to go to the doctor on Monday right now because I need to – they might have to give me a stress test or something like that because – anyway,
all right.
It's great. It's great. It was a great night, and I'm proud of the guys. But we got to quit this crap.
I would agree. There's a saying in this sport: you need your goalie to make a save. Maybe he's not supposed to. Gavin Enright made three doozies there on that power play.
Oh, big time, big time. Proud of him. Proud of him how he responded. So, Schultz, let's end this right now because you know you're breathing hard. Let's end this. And fans, it was a great one. I hope you enjoyed it on Flows.
I need a beer, and I can't have one until I get home.
Well, have one at 4:30 in the morning, then, kid.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications post game show tonight.